before we say anything?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is your partner in success, Denise Griffiths. I'm an online entrepreneur and virtual assistant industry. I want to welcome you to the Online Entrepreneur Audio Interview Series. Today, I could not be more excited to be with you. We have a fabulous guest, and she's a friend of mine, and I'm very excited about it. I have created this audio series to provide you with practical guidance from other very successful online entrepreneurs who will teach you the key secrets of how they build and grow their online businesses. My intention for this series is to empower you to achieve your dreams and live a successful and accomplished life. I'm very excited today because I have the great privilege of interviewing my friend Donna Kozik, who is the founder of MyBigBusinessCard.com and the Write a Book in a Weekend Club on Facebook. If you're not on Facebook, you're not networking on Facebook, you need to go there. The purpose of Donna's business and the club is, to put it in a nutshell, to show people how to become published authors as fast and as easy as possible, and then to use their book as a business card to market and promote their business. And that makes perfect sense to me. Donna published her first book, 29 Days to a Smooth Move, in 2003, and generated her own publicity by getting mentions in Women's Day and Women's World magazines. I can tell you how hard that is. I've tried it. She's also done dozens of Knight Rider newspaper interviews, including the LA Times. And Donna has appeared on Marketplace, which is heard on most NPR stations around the country. Finally, she was also named a national media spokesperson for Sprint PCS. Donna is clearly somebody who knows something about writing and marketing. And Donna, thank you for being here. I'm so appreciative that you took the time out of your really busy schedule to be here with me. You're a fabulous copywriter, and I need to tell everybody listening that you're actively working on some copy for several of my new product launches, and I recommend your services highly. So, Donna, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing terrific. Thank you, Denise, and it is a true pleasure to be here.
Well, that was your official bio, and I know that's not the whole story because I know some of your history. Can you tell my listeners a little bit more about you and what you do and what you bring to the table?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, before the books and the magazines and NPR, I actually, and even before I moved to San Diego, I grew up on a dairy farm in Pennsylvania. It was 200 acres. Lots of cornfields, lots of hills, lots of green, and I really, really enjoyed that, actually. I moved to San Diego, though, 8 years ago and then struck out on my own as a freelance marketer and copywriter and business consultant. And as you mentioned, I'm mostly known now for my Write a Book in a Weekend events. I have them both online and then live events. And actually, I'm looking to get 1,000 people published in the next 12 months. That is my big, hairy goal that I have in front of me. So I think it is possible. I see the book as a vehicle to market a business, and marketing is my true passion. It's not quite as sexy to say that you're into marketing as it is to say that you show people how to become published authors, though. So that is the way that I do it, is by showing people how to write and publish their book fast and easy to use as a big business card. And Denise, along the way, I've really worked with a number of VAs, as I'm an online entrepreneur myself, and I know from speaking to them that they really wish that they could clone themselves. They have phones ringing all the time. I'm sure you're familiar with this, you know, emails piling up, and then client project lists, you know, just growing longer and longer. And at the same time, you're looking to clone your best clients. I know that you have those people that you really really support and you want to hold on to, and it's like, wow, I would really like more of these people. And also, obviously, keep the ones that you have and keep them satisfied with your services. And just on a personal note, I mean, I love VAs. I give you guys so much credit, and I just think that the online world would come to a grinding halt without you. So I really have that understanding and even compassion for what VAs go through, and not only building their own business, but then showing how clients how to build theirs, because I'm sure there can be a lot of frustrations that as online entrepreneurs, we don't even realize the VAs are going through. And I know it's probably not as easy as people might think it is. Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention for listeners, whether you're listening to this live or later on through a download or on your computer, I have a follow me sheet that goes right along with this call, and it's available at the website marketingtipsforvas.com. Marketingtipsforvas.com, and four is spelled out F-O-R in that web address. And you can go there and click on the resources, and you'll see where you can download a sheet to kind of follow along and fill in the blanks. And then when you're done with it, you'll have actually a great starter document that you can have nearby when clients call and they start talking about marketing. And then also, at the end of the call, I'm going to give some specific steps to help bring it all together, because I know that marketing can be a very complicated subject, and I know that we always kind of like to be able to walk away with specific things that we can do. So I'm not going to leave you hanging. I'm going to make sure that you have some action steps that you can apply.
That is so critical. I'm on several different boards and forums, and I'm all over the place. I'm always studying what is going on with VAs and how best we can serve the VAs that we work with as well as our clients. It's not really, from my perspective, a VA is doing one thing and the client is doing something else. We really become their partner. And as a result of that, we have to understand why VAs struggle in their marketing, and because they're struggling in their marketing, their clients may be struggling in their marketing, which it does tie together. The biggest question that I'm seeing is how, from the VA perspective, is how do I get more clients? If I can find more clients, how do I get quality clients? They really don't know how to market themselves, and I can come up with about 400 ways to do it, but I'm sure that you can boil that down into several simple steps. And, can you kind of talk to my VAs or people who are struggling to become VAs? How do they market themselves? Let's leave the client perspective out of it for the short term and talk about how they can market themselves, become confident enough in their own services and their own marketing to just get out there and say, this is what I do and this is what I can do for you, and I am very confident in it.
Right. You're looking for ways that VAs can become more confident in their marketing. And although, here's the thing. It's all part and parcel of the same thing. I think as VAs become more confident in discussing marketing with their clients, then they will also become more confident in their own marketing. And as they discover and educate themselves in the craft, in the art, in the business of marketing, then it just helps everyone involved, themselves and the people that they are working with. Which kind of leads to, why are we choosing to discuss this now on this topic? And, here's what I'm seeing, that this is just an awesome time to be an entrepreneur, whether you're a VA or you're one of their clients. And there's a lot of great ideas out there, and a lot of people have a lot of good knowledge that they want to share. So they need the VAs to help them share it, as you just said. They become an expert or a partner on the team.
To get
the word out. But, here's some problems. Again, like I mentioned, the VAs are just overwhelmed. You have emails coming at you. You have, scheduling things that you're trying to get through. And then you're asked to be a catch-all for people. And, because I think that a lot of times that clients don't even know exactly what VAs can do for them. And then most of all, you're asked to work and get things done immediately. And, I know how demanding I can be. I'm sure that I've caused many a virtual assistant to roll her eyes because I call them up or I send them an email. It's like, I want things done now or as soon as possible. I really try to couch it in such a way, but there's always kind of a sense of urgency between clients and virtual assistants. And like I said, I try to couch it as nicely as I can, but I bet that there are others out there who are much worse, or at least I hope that there are others out there even there might be others out there more demanding than I am. I suspect that there is. So, and then at the same time, like you mentioned, Denise, as a VA, you're trying to run a business. You're trying to keep those good clients happy and get more clients, and it totally has got to be stressful. So I was thinking about this recently, and I started to put myself more in the virtual assistant's place, and I thought, again, how VAs are just expected to know everything from what online, what words to put on websites, you know, everything about websites. And as you and I know, things are becoming more technical, and that on the internet, and VAs are expected to, if they don't know it, to learn it fast and learn it on their own dime, so they can put those tools into effect for their clients. And then all the copywriting, the internet, what it's done, it's made a big beast of communication that always needs fed. It always needs words, whether it's for websites, whether it's for info products, whether it's for email autoresponders. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And then now, with social media exploding, you mentioned Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, everywhere,
that's,
you know,
it's
again,
all,
it needs more words and more communication. So,
well, that's exactly right. And I think that people need to speak with people like you, because a lot of us, I don't have this problem too often, but a lot of people just say, I don't know what to write. And I don't know how to couch the terms that I want to use. I don't know how to convey what it is I'm trying to say. And I think a lot of people overthink it, and they just really don't know where to start. And I know with prior conversations with you, that's where you come in and help. Say, listen, you know, take this step, and you're off and running. And I know you have the ability to train people to do that.
Yeah, it seems to be a gift or a talent of mine that I can kind of hone in on laser focus, and I'm very practical, and I see big picture, and I'm like, okay, then here's what we're going to do, or here's what I suggest, and then I can give, you know, action steps 1, 2, and 3. Going back to it's just going to be frustrating all around for the clients and then the VAs. You know, I could just imagine a client gets on the phone and says, you know, I need a website. Or they might not even get that specific. You know, maybe they have an offline or brick and mortar business, and they want to try this online thing, and they're dying to take the leap, but they don't even know where to start. So,
exactly, they have no clue.
Yeah, I feel for the VAs out there who are getting these these phone calls. It's like, well, do you write sales letters, or you know, those long sales letters, or maybe I want a short sales letter? Do you do email campaigns and all those other things associated with marketing?
And article submission, you know, that's another one that we get a lot. You know, we have people say, I do not have the time to write articles. Can you write articles for us?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a huge part, believe it or not, of the VA's responsibility, is to get those articles written, get them submitted, and, you know, basically position their client in their niche or as an expert. So, you know, you have to have these words available. You have to have these, I guess, these techniques available. So what else
right.
do you see that a VA needs? I mean, I know they need article marketing. They need to be able to write blogs. They need to be able to populate, you know, websites. Where else do you see a VA would need something like that?
Well, you know, you just hit on yet another subject with the article marketing. And they might not even ask for the article marketing, but then they might ask the VA to write the articles. So.
Yep.
It happens all the time.
I have one that's wanting these articles written.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah
mm-hmm.
sure. And so, and then again, I just like, I feel for those VAs, because they want to help out. They want to help their client, serve them to the best of their ability, and they know it's important to the client. So they could stretch themselves to take it on, even with all those other responsibilities that we talked about calling to them. And then, you know, and willing to do it, but they might even feel a little bit uncomfortable because, as I said, you know, marketing can be a complicated subject, and all of this technical part of it, too, as well as you know. So the VAs want to help out the service professionals that they're working with, but then they might find themselves a little bit over their head. And it's a question if they can do it, but is it in the best interest for both the client and themselves to take it on, you know, to take on the work of writing copy for a website, or to figure out how to do an email autoresponder campaign and the words that go on. In fact, I saw a couple people on Twitter just last week saying, hey, does anybody know a VA who knows how to write and conduct an autoresponder campaign? And I thought, wow,
yeah,
look where things
yeah.
are coming, because that's something that I would take on myself. But then again, I know marketing, and so I would never, I wouldn't even think to ask my VA. But when you're not familiar with marketing, and as their clients are, you know, running their own businesses as coaches or consultants or their own, you know, real estate agents, whatever it might be, then, you know, that marketing, they might not be thinking in the whole terms of marketing like the way we do. So, again, it can be just very daunting for the virtual assistant who wants to put the best face forward, obviously, to the clients to try to be all things to all people and serve the clients to the best of ability and get them out of that struggle. Because, you know, as a virtual assistant, that the more successful your clients are, the more successful you are. Like you were saying, you might be getting confusing direction from your clients. If they don't know what they want, how can you give it to them? So, I mean, I use the word frustrating, but that's the way it's got to be, I'm sure.
Well, what happens is they have a vision and they have a goal. They have no clear brick path to lead them down to that goal. And as the virtual assistant or as a highly technical virtual assistant, you need to know all of these things. And that's why I'm launching my new training program that you're working on, that you're writing the copy for. But what happens here is that a highly technical virtual assistant needs to step up and actively be out on the internet all the time, every day, learning, growing, and experiencing before their client even gets to that point. What they need to do is go to their client and say, you know what? I can get you on Fast Pitch. I can get you on Facebook. We need to get you on Twitter. We need to do this marketing, this article submissions. We need to get you positioned as an expert. We need to get you out there. People need to hear your voice. They want to hear what you're thinking. They want to know what you're offering. They want to hear your thoughts and hear your advice. This is all part of marketing. And people tend not to think of that as marketing. It is 100% pure marketing. But you're really being sincere in your efforts. You're offering a lot to your clients. And your clients have a lot to offer to their visitor subscribers or, list or whoever it is that they're talking with or marketing to. But you really need to be able to put those words to paper, to blog, to, mail out to drip campaigns if you're a real estate VA. There are so many times that you need to be able to write competently and write well. And then once you've got those things written, you need to know how to get them into the funnel. You need to know how to get them into one shopping cart. You need to know how to get them into a drip campaign. You need to know how to blog. And I think
right. This
is where you come in, is talking to all of those various. It's one thing to write. It's another thing to have it sitting in a Word document on your computer and say, that's brilliant. Now what do I do with it? And
exactly. That
is really where the problem lies.
Yeah. Well, you touched on a couple of very important points. I can hear, the passion in your voice for the virtual assistant to know how to do all these things. And when it comes to shopping carts and Fast Pitch, which I haven't even heard of,
we'll talk later.
You go. How they can educate a client, and I can tell, Denise, that you're a great leader in that respect in showing virtual assistants how to use those tools and then communicate to the client that they have the ability to use them to better serve the client. And, yes, definitely any virtual assistant looking for more information about using especially the online technical tools, Denise is definitely the person to go to. And then when it comes to the marketing part of it, here's where I'm going to get into some of the reasons why a client struggles and then what you can do to help get them out of that struggle. So, again, for those of you who have the Follow Me sheet, you can find that at marketingtipsforvas.com. And I'm going to get into reason number one, why your client is struggling with their marketing. And that is that, as business owners will find out sooner or later, it all comes back to the marketing. So reason number one is whatever business your client is in, their first business is marketing. Whatever business your client is in, their first business is marketing. Now, they might say, they're a coach or they're a consultant, but really what they are first and foremost is a marketer. And that might scare them a little bit, or they might not realize that because they're out of their comfort zone. It could be when it's about marketing. Again, they're more into doing and helping people with their coaching practice or their consulting practice, and they might not be quite ready to switch into that mindset of marketing, but it is so vital that they do. because marketing is the crux of any business. There are two especially vital components about marketing that a VA's client need to know, and I'm going to get into that a little bit more in a few minutes. But one thing I'll have to say that the marketing comes before the product and or before the service. And that's a big mistake I see being made again and again, is that people start with the info product or whatever service they're going to provide when they really should be starting with the marketing. So they're struggling.
They don't know who you are. They haven't connected. When people start with these info products, and I agree 100%, and I tell this to my clients, yes, you've got a great idea for a product, but people don't know who you are. You have not connected. You have not built a list. You have not established credibility. You have got to get out there and market yourself and allow people to know who you are and what you have to offer. And people do, in this age of the Internet, they want to connect with you. They want to know who you are, what you bring to the table, and they really want to feel personally connected, which is a little bit daunting too. But unless they really trust you, you're not going to sell a darn thing, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it can be tough, though, for clients to hear that kind of like right off the bat. And the reason is that it actually leads right into reason number two, is that clients struggle with marketing. The reason that clients struggle with marketing is that they don't know what they don't know.
Yep.
The reason that clients struggle with marketing is they don't know what they don't know. They don't realize what they don't know about marketing because it can be just a huge maze to them, and they just don't know which way to go. Yet another reason to look to the VA for some guidance in getting them through that maze. You know, we're here in the fall weather, as you and I were talking about before, and I'm thinking about, you know, those corn mazes. They were very popular back in Pennsylvania. I don't know if they have them there in Louisiana, but they don't have them.
We do.
They don't have them so much here in California. But they take like a thresher or a combine or something like that, and they go through a huge cornfield and they make a maze, and then people, you know, you're going through it and you never know what's around any corner. And the most fun time to do these mazes is when it's dark, and they try to scare you with sounds of chainsaws and things like that. And that's why I think like marketing can be for certain people. They don't know what's around the next corner, or they don't know what to do or which way to go. And the good news is, though, by applying a few techniques, you can really help your clients navigate through this marketing maze and maybe even help them rise above it and get a much clearer picture of everything. It's one of the things that I do, and it's one of the things that I'm looking to show VAs to do, too, so they can help their clients out of that struggle.
Well, you know, one of the things that stopped me in my very early days of doing this was my resistance to selling. I absolutely hate to be sold to. I'm sure that everybody who's ever walked into a car lot does not want to be sold to. You want to just look at the cars, maybe get in one, maybe drive one, but you don't want a salesperson breathing down your neck. And I have always been extremely resistant to selling myself, which was, as it turns out, that was the wrong way of looking at it. And once I realized that I really did need to market myself, that I really did need to just kind of open up and say, this is who I am and this is what I offer, and I really love what I do, so I'd like to share it with you, it no longer was selling in my mind. It was, and not even marketing, I don't think. It's just what I do. Now it's as natural as breathing to share what I do and hope that other people will benefit from what I do. Because here's the difference between online entrepreneurs and salespeople. We share. We are a very generous community. And we share ideas, we share processes, we share systems, and it's not sales. And I really think from talking with some of my clients that they've had to overcome that same kind of a self-imposed mental stigma. I don't want to sell myself. I really don't. You're not. You're sharing.
Right. You're sharing, and you're actually, you kind of have a, if you really believe in your product, you have a moral obligation. Or
exactly
a business,
right.
Ethical obligation to get it in front as many people that it can help as possible. And that's what marketing does. And it's interesting what you just pointed out, that the VA, I think, sometimes has to be a bit of a, business consultant on one hand and also kind of like a counselor on the other, kind of business therapist,
do.
If you will. Yeah, to kind of help their clients through. Because I'm sure, as a VA yourself,
Sometimes I feel like a psychologist.
Yeah, exactly, a psychologist. Because I know with the people that I've worked with, I have actually an assistant who comes into my home and in my home office, and she sees me at my worst some days. And but you know what? She pumps me up. She gives me, you know, oh, it's going to be fine. She does things for me and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, and then I bounce back. I'm like, oh, thank you so much. Because we're as clients, we can be very exposed to the people that we're working
with. That's true. I have given clients permission to take the day off and just not think anymore. It's like, take the day off. We'll come back to this tomorrow. And they're, oh, okay, we can do that. Yes, we can.
Yeah, I know, to give them permission to take a break and stuff, also very
mm-hmm.
important. Well, when it comes to online marketing, I've broken it down into four C's. So we're at the four C's section on the following sheet. Oh, briefly, I'm going to review reason number one and reason number two that clients struggle with marketing. Reason number one was that they don't realize that they're in the business of marketing. So reason number one is whatever business your client is in, their first business is marketing. And then reason number two is that your clients don't know what they don't know. They're in that marketing maze and they might not be sure which way to go. So when it does come to online marketing, I've broken it down into the four C's. And the first C is to create interest. The first job of online marketing is to create interest, to get the prospect's attention or to get the lead's attention, to get your target market's attention, which you and I, we mentioned target market, and I'm going to be talking a little bit about that later as well. So that's the first C, create interest. Then the second C is capture. You capture their information. Their name and their email is a good first place to start. If you can go beyond that and get a mailing address, so then you're able to do direct mail marketing, that's even better. And there are definitely ways to do that you could kind of lead the prospect or the potential customer through. And you start with there, though, by capturing their name and their email address. So that is the second C of online marketing. And then the third C is conversation. You want to start a conversation between the client and the prospect or the lead. You want to talk to them. You want to find out what they're all about. And, Denise, again, this is something that you mentioned before about getting to understand what it is that they want. So to do that, you first have to create interest. You have to get their attention. Then you have to capture their information. So they raise their hand and they say, yes, I'd like to hear more about you and your services. And then you start that conversation. You keep it going. And then the fourth C of online marketing is conversion, where you make that lead or that prospect into a customer or a client. So you create interest. You capture their information. You have a conversation. And then you do a conversion, and you make that prospect into a customer. And then there's plenty of marketing to be even done after that with a client. In fact, once you have that customer, that client, that's really where the real marketing and all those C's actually keep on working, and then they can become that's really what makes a thriving business is when you do all that with the customers that you have, still generating leads doing that conversation with other potential customers. But I'll tell you, once you have that, what Dan Kennedy calls a herd, and you work with them, you're golden. You're golden.
Absolutely right. I just had a question come on the board here. It's from Monique Sparkle Virtually. Her question is, how does the VA, and it plays right into what we're talking about, how does the VA keep ahead, let me see what she's saying, keep ahead of the client in learning all the tools and skills while trying to service them? Too much coffee this morning. My first batch this week. I put on some pumpkin coffee today. It smelled good, so I drank it. How do you keep ahead of them while trying to service them at the same time? And that goes back into exactly what Donna was just talking about. While you have your client, and I have some fabulous clients, I don't mind telling you, I love them all. I learn every day on their behalf. I learn from them. They learn from me. It's kind of an ongoing process. As a virtual assistant, you never sit at your keyboard passively and wait for tasks to come in. You step up, you partner with your client, and you just become their strategic partner is the best way I can put it. You market them, you position them, you are always looking for systems and processes, anything that is going to help them, because while you're helping them, you're helping yourself, you're helping your future clients, and you're helping your team. It really becomes a joyous process. It is so much fun to do all of these things. And here's the thing, too, Monique, and I'm going to address this to you. When you have these clients, and Donna, I know you know what I'm talking about, when you are actively working on their behalf and they know you are doing it, they are going to employ you from here until forever. They're never going to let you go.
Absolutely. Was it Monique who was asking this question?
Monique, yes, she's Sparkle Virtually. She's brand new VA.
Right.
She's got a cute little program I'll tell you about later.
Awesome, awesome. Well, congratulations, Monique. And, yes, I agree with what Denise said. And it's in order to not get overwhelmed, I think you were asking about how do you keep ahead of things. Mm-hmm. The idea then, too, is also to get focused on what it is that you are offering. So it's to, again, as I was talking about, being a leader. And what you want to do is get a good idea of what your clients need in the areas of technology or marketing, how it all kind of comes together, and then you can show them, okay, here's what I suggest. Here's what I encourage you to do. So you become a leader or a partner. I see them as a partner rather than just the go-to person where they say, okay, this is what I think I need. And you're like, oh, okay. And then you go apply it, and that might not be what they need at all. But yet you want to please your client. But on the other hand, you don't want to send them off in the wrong direction. That's why it's vital, as Denise was saying, and I'll repeat too, to kind of keep up on your own education. At the same time, pick and choose what you're going to concentrate on. Look for the best, spend a little bit of time figuring out what will actually work best, make a decision on what that will be, and then guide your client in that direction.
Exactly.
That's a really great question, actually. And also, it actually leads into a couple of solutions that I have for virtual assistants to help their clients and help themselves get their arms around their clients and their marketing struggles. And these are just a few of the questions that I suggest that you ask your client. Some of the very most important ones. I also have created a 21 vital questions to ask your client about marketing checklist. And I'll be talking about that a little bit later, but here's a few of the questions that come from that checklist. First, here's how I assume it happens. You know, client calls you up, and they start talking, and they just, like, they're telling you all about their brand new idea, and this is what they need. And so it's like, okay, you know, let's do this, and the other thing, or I don't know, what do you think, and stuff like that. So what I suggest, and this is what I do with my own clients, first I let them talk, and I listen intently to what they are saying and what they want to, what their thinking process is. And they're usually getting into some nitty-gritty kind of items, you know, about websites and Facebook and Twitter, and, you know, this is what they think we're going to do, and they might give specific examples. So
Donna, let me interject. Donna,
yes.
You and I have done this, so I want to share this with our listeners. Anytime Donna and I have a call or anytime I have brand new client calls, I record them. And then once those calls are recorded, I send them to the potential client. So we're all very clear on what we talked about. We can listen to it and come up with either new ideas or refine the conversation. Always record your conversations.
Yes, if you can, that is absolutely a great technique to use. And actually, it just benefits you as the VA as well, because you can go back and listen again and say, oh, okay, this is what they were saying, this is what they were asking for, which, again, going back to Monique's question, that's really vital, is to identify what is the client asking for.
A lot of times in the initial conversation, there's a lot going on. You're getting to know each other. You really are not understanding each other. So when you go back and you listen to these conversations, you know, 2 or 3 weeks down the road, you say, oh, I didn't catch that the first time. Now I get it. It's an invaluable tool. Donna and I do it all the time. I really suggest that you record these conversations.
Yeah.
And I will write about this on my blog if you want to know how to do it. It'll be on one of my blogs.
Yes. Right, and it's always good, I'll just throw in there, and then you ask permission to say, hey, I'm going to record this conversation so I can make sure I get every detail and stuff like that. Is that okay with you? And then, you know, get their permission before you do. And I think in today's day and age, clients actually more appreciate it than are taken aback. They're like, oh, that's great. And, hey, can I have a copy too, which is awesome.
And that's what I do. I have them call into a conference line, and they get a copy of the MP3, and we're all good.
Yeah. So anyway, going back to my little scenario there, so the clients call, and your first job is to listen to what it is that they have to say. Let them vent, let them get it all out. And then recap what it is, what they say. And then the first question that I ask clients is, what is your ultimate goal with your business? Or what is your ultimate goal with this event or this info product, whatever it might be? So on the Follow Me sheet, we are under the three vital marketing questions to ask your clients. So number one is, what is your ultimate goal with your business, event, info product, fill in the blank, whatever it might be that they are, that they're working on, website and all that. Now the second question to ask them is, who is your target market? Who is your target market? And that is what Denise and I are talking about before, and again, I'm going to get into that a little bit more. But the second question you ask them is, who is your target market? And then number three is, what is your main message to that target market? What is your main message to that target market? So number one, what is your ultimate goal with the business, event, info product, website, et cetera? Number two, who is your target market? And number three, what is your main message to that target market? And I'll tell you a little secret here. Out of all those three questions, number two is the most important question to ask. Who is your target market? And I almost would have listed that first, but it just seemed to it seems to make more sense to ask that ultimate goal question. I'll tell you why. Because when you ask people who their target market is, they get quite taken aback. They don't know. You don't want to throw them right off the bat. You kind of want to lead them gently into that area and stuff, but they might not have given it any thought. So you are going to serve them so well, VAs across the globe, when you ask your clients, your potential clients, who is your target market? Because that's really getting to the crux of their business and leading the way to their success.
Well, what happens in my experience when I ask that question, and this is almost, I'm going to say 90% of the time, they have this kind of convoluted idea of how the internet works, and they're just saying, well, everybody. They think the internet is rather magic. They can just put it out there, and anybody, without narrowing their market down, is just going to pick up on it, find them, and come buy their product. Not so. So you really have to spend some time to educate them to figure out who their target market is, how they want to get to their target market, and better yet, what they're delivering to their target market. And it can't just be everybody.
Right.
And that's the biggest thing that
I'm
floored every single time. You would think that, you know, after this amount of time doing what I do, I would no longer be surprised. I'm surprised every time. So, you know, it's kind of a childish, you know, kind of a glee, I guess. It's like, oh, I can still be surprised.
And that, and just the realization that, you know, it happens to everybody. I think it happens especially to online entrepreneurs like ourselves, because we just love the big idea. We love it. And we have this great idea, and we just want to run and implement it and take action.
It doesn't occur to everybody doesn't love us, you know?
Right. Without
everybody's
thinking,
supposed to be right there waiting for us in a
time. Yeah, right. Right. Well, we think it's such a great idea, and we might, you know, bounce it off our family and that, and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, and then go for it. And I love that enthusiasm from online entrepreneurs. I love this group of people. I love working with them, and I think that's just great. But and then it's like, okay, well, then we're going to just back this up a little bit. We're going to think things through, because if your goal is to have a successful business doing this, being a profitable business, then we're going to have
that. I'm rubbing off on you.
What's that?
I'm rubbing off on you. You're starting to talk as badly as I am now. I'm sorry.
I love my clients, though, and I hope every virtual assistant out there that you have a a slate of clients that you just love. I think that is the ultimate business success, actually. So, well, that actually leads into reason number three why your clients are struggling with their marketing, and that is that they haven't explored their idea from the angle of marketing. They haven't explored their idea from the angle of marketing. And like I said, when you ask that question, you know, who is your target market? What is your main message? Most likely it will stop clients in their tracks. They haven't given it any thought. And it will cut – here's the nice thing about it, too. When you ask these questions, it gets right to the heart of the matter. And it will save everybody time, effort, and money in whatever it is that you're doing. And here's the coolest thing, actually. You're going to look like such a savvy virtual assistant, such a savvy VA, a smart cookie who really knows what they're doing when you ask just those three questions. And they're going to look at you in a whole new light. And like, wow, she really knows what she's doing. So again, going back to what Monique was asking, see how this works? You hear three questions, and all of a sudden you have come to be a marketing partner for your client just by asking them these three questions. You don't have to know the answers. It's up to them to know the answers. But the most important thing is to ask the question.
And you do, and that opens up a whole new dialogue. And here's the thing that I find with my clients. Once we begin these dialogues, they can get really fascinating really quickly. I have some of the best conversations with my clients because we start bouncing ideas off of each other. It's amazing. I mean, it really is amazing. Very quickly, Donna, I've got a question that just came online from Jerry Palumbo. I hope I'm saying that right. She wants to know, is it important to have our marketing completely in place before working on our clients' marketing? I find myself learning from the work that I do for them and then using it on myself. And I know the answer from me, but what do you say to that?
I'm not sure I entirely understand the question, so why don't you go ahead and give your answer, and then I'll give my thoughts.
Well, if I understand her correctly, she is learning to market as she goes, and she's probably going to yell at me for this, but if I'm understanding correctly, she's marketing, working for her clients, and then saying, oh, this is really great. I can do this to market myself as well. And I know a lot of VAs who do that. I don't really recommend it, but if that's all you have handy, absolutely go with it, because while you're learning, you're teaching yourself as well. So it, to me, it's a good idea to have your marketing in place and to know how you're going to market yourself first and then help your clients market themselves. But either way probably is going to work out as well, as long as you're learning. I guess the short and simple answer is learn, 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 apply, apply, apply.
Right, right. And I understand what you're saying. Have your own marketing in place, at least some of the basics. I think this was Jerry who was asking this question.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, having some of the basics, Jerry, in place for your own marketing. And then I know it's like then you're working with a client and they have a marketing idea. It's like, oh, good, I'm going to apply this for myself too. You can do that. I mean, marketing plans are flexible. There's nothing saying that you have to have it set in stone and only do this for so long. Just as long as you, what I would encourage you to do is to think strategically. In whatever you're doing, how you spend your time, how you market your business, how you reinvest in your business, all those things, think strategically and you'll have success. But yes, fine idea to apply some of the things that you're learning for your own and then increase your own business along with your clients. That sounds good to me. I wanted to talk a little bit more about that target market. Reason number four that I have and the reason that your clients are struggling with their marketing is that they haven't identified their target market, or if they have, it's too wide. They haven't identified their target market, or if they have, it's too wide. I see this happen again and again, mm-hmm. Yes. And I'll ask my client to name a target market, and they'll say, oh, it's people 30 to 55 years old. Or they'll say it's a realtor, you know, anyone who is anyone who's selling their home or looking to buy a home. That's my target market. I mean, again, just way too wide. I used to know a guy who used to say people with money. His target market were people with money. I mean, give me a break.
And that would be darn near everybody.
Right. Well, that's the worst one, Denise. Yeah, the worst one is like, who's your target market? Everybody. You know, they mean well. They mean well. They believe in their product so much they believe that everybody can benefit from it. But what happens is that they're not helping themselves, because then their message is, you can't talk to everybody. You can talk to moms who live on the West Coast, a mother of two, and you know, are looking to work part-time from home or something like that. When you get specific, that's when you can really hone your message. So that's why it's really important to identify your target market, which leads into reason number five that the clients are struggling, is that their main message isn't clearly stated, or it's too cloudy, or it's too nebulous, like I say. If they are having trouble identifying their message, as a VA, I suggest that you delve deeper and ask them more questions. And again, I have a checklist of 21 questions that you can ask. But you'll find, in fact, Denise, you'll find more often than not, that's your job as a VA, is to ask questions. And when you concentrate and you do that first, the solutions are just so much easier to identify, and then everybody's happier. So.
That is true. One of the things that I coach new VAs is say, well, you know, I told them what I could do, and I told them what my rates were, and they didn't call me back. Well, of course they didn't call you back. You didn't explain to them what you could do for them. You didn't ask them questions and find out what their needs were and how you could service those needs. You didn't give them anything that was about them.
Yep. Yep, exactly. And it goes back to that listening, you know, and then seeing is what they need. And I think sometimes that I was talking about the message being cloudy, but on the other hand, sometimes I think we can be so focused on talking and like trying to force people to understand what it is that we're trying to get across that we don't open up our ears and listen. And when you're in any kind of business, that is job one, is to listen. And then job two is to ask those questions. It's kind of like I laid out before. I'd love to take on
We're running out of time, and I'm concerned that we're not going to get your whole message across. Specifically, I have a couple of questions that just popped up on the web. What can you do to help new VAs? They really want to know what kind of program, what kind of coaching, what do you have that can help them with their specific marketing? Because this is a huge one for new VAs, huge. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to get the word out. They don't know how to get new clients. They don't even know where to go find new clients. And let's face it, virtual assistants is a hugely growing industry. And unless you're already successful, unless you already have a multi-VA firm like I do, you might be running into some trouble unless you can really hone your message. So can you speak directly to these VAs who need help marketing themselves, not their clients, themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you a couple of things. It leads in action to the very specific steps. I love how the questions are just kind of leading right into what I had planned to talk about. So people don't have to worry that, like, oh, they're going to miss out on something that a message or an idea that I wanted to get across. And the first thing that you can do is discover more about marketing yourself. And the way you do that is by following what I call the greats. And some of my favorites are Adam Urbanski, and you can find him at themarketingmentors.com. Subscribe to their newsletters and study what they do. And when you do that, you become a better marketer. So that's the way I look at every e-zine I get. I look at it with two eyes, so to speak. First, I look at it for the information that it provides, and then I look to see how is it positioned, how is it packaged, what language are they using, how often does it come out, how does the person get themselves across, what products are they offering, all that kind of thing, especially for your clients. I hope that VAs are narrowing their own niche of the type of clients that they work with. That'll be helpful for you. As a new VA, I think that would be one of the greatest things that you could do, is define your own ideal client and who it is, your own target market, and then it becomes much easier to speak to them.
And well, I did that very early on. You know, we work almost exclusively with online entrepreneurs who work at a very highly technical level, who have very specific needs, and we work hard, fast, and furious, as do they, because they're very creative, hard-thinking, hard-working people, and we work right along with them. Not everybody can do that, but there are niches like real estate. There are people who can do transcription. There are a lot of different niches that you can work in, and I think they need to narrow those down.
Right. So follow the greats, as I said, Ed Rabansky at themarketingmentors.com, Dan Kennedy, He's starting to establish a more of an online presence. Allie Brown, Alexandria Brown International, she's going by now. She's formerly known more as the E-Zine Queen. If you do a search on the E-Zine Queen, Alexandria Brown, you'll find her. Others along those lines. As you're introduced to those people, they will introduce you to others. Of course, I'm always available as a resource to help you with your own business.
Well,
you can contact me.
That was my question.
Yeah.
How can you, specifically you, how can you help people who are following?
I tend
to do marketing all the time, and I would like to outsource some of that to you. In fact, I have to.
Sure.
So, the
easiest way, I mean, if you signed up for this call at marketingtipsforvas.com, you have a way to reach me because we'll have emails and that going back and forth. You can also email me at donna@mybigbusinesscard.com, and just let me know what your question is, and I have to say I haven't actually outsourced my email responses yet, and I'm the kind that I love talking to people, and I'll probably get right back to you, and it will be me, at least at this point, and I'd love to help you out. So, and then also when I do client consultations, so say a virtual assistant and their client, I invite if I'm consulting on, say, a website and the best way to look the website for copy on the website or marketing on the website or doing an autoresponder series or how to promote an online event or a live event, what I do is I record those consultations that I have with the client and then I invite the VA to listen in as well because that will increase your marketing knowledge. And then also it will help you implement the ideas that we talk about so it cuts down on everybody's time. There doesn't have to be any translation between the client and the virtual assistant. Everybody will be right there on the same page and in that true team partnership kind of attitude. And if the virtual assistant can't attend, I record the session so they can listen in on later. And, again, so everybody will have the same foundation of knowledge. And my second specific step for virtual assistants to put an end to their client struggle with marketing, is the next time a client calls, don't jump right into a solution. Instead, start exploring different options. Ask questions, and then maybe bring in another resource who knows about marketing to, again, help that client through that marketing maze. Now, remember, they're confused. They don't know what they don't know. And they think they do sometimes, but they don't. So they need someone who can provide that bird's-eye view of that maze and help them navigate through it. And again, I'm happy to be a resource in that area as well. And then number three is to get my checklist of marketing questions. That will be the next step, and it will help you guide your clients through that maze again. I have that available at the website marketingtipsforvas.com. You just click on Products and Resources tab on the upper right-hand corner, and then it's down below, and you'll see that I make an offer, it's less than $5 for 48 hours, and then it's going to go up to its regular price of $9.97. So this really is an investment in your marketing education. This listening to this show is an investment in your marketing education, and then following the gurus, like I mentioned, and then keeping up bit by bit on from an expert resource, getting these questions to ask your client, all of that is going to help you with your own marketing education. So, again, the website to get that is marketingtipsforvas.com.
Well, for those of you who are listening, you will see Donna's work in action on my behalf because she does a lot of copywriting for me. She's really good. I am launching a new product. It's a new training course, online training course for virtual assistants who need to learn what I know. To put it simply, we work at a very highly technical level, and I find that I have a huge difficulty in hiring VAs for my team because they simply don't know what they need to know. Skill sets are just not there. So we are launching an online training class called virtualassistantsuniversity.com. It is not up. It will be up in about 3 weeks. You'll be able to see Donna's work because she's doing the copywriting for me on that. So keep track. You can follow along and watch us both at work here. Oh, you and me both. I can't believe. I need VA so bad for my team. You would not believe. And I get resumes every day, and it breaks my heart. I can't hire these people. I can't bring them on. They want to work. They have certain skill sets. They're just not where they need to be to work with us. So the simple answer is train them. That's what we're going to do. And at the
end of all, they can either work for me.
Yeah, they'll be certified. They can work for me. They can work for other highly technical VA firms, or they can work for themselves. So, y'all, keep in touch with us, because Donna's going to be doing a fabulous job of writing the copy for this program.
Oh, well, it will be my pleasure. And, Denise, it's just so great to work with you. And I do encourage virtual assistants or people who are thinking about becoming virtual assistants, do keep tabs on Denise. She is the tops in the industry. She is definitely on the cutting edge. And what I like about Denise is that she's so willing to share what she knows, and she sees that as a calling almost of hers to share with other VAs. She doesn't hold back. She gives it all. And that's really what you want to look for in a mentor.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet.
You're welcome.
I think I'm going to blush. But anyway, listen, I think we're at the end of our call. Thank you so much, Donna, for sharing everything. And we have a few more questions. I won't be able to get to them, but I'll answer them offline. And, you know, again, thank you. I mean, this has been a fabulous call. I think you really answered some really specific questions that I'm seeing over and over and over again from new VAs and even working VAs. How do I get new clients? How do I market myself? And, of course, that then translates in how do I help my client market themselves? It's a learning process, and it's something that we're here to teach you. And Donna's the best. So thank you very much, Donna.
Thank you, Denise. It's been my pleasure. And, again, I'm here as a resource to all VAs. When it comes to questions about marketing, please feel free to contact me at donna@mybigbusinesscard.com and also through the website marketingtipsforvas.com. I'm happy to answer your questions. In fact, I welcome them.
Oh, thank you. Well, Donna, have a great day, and we will be chatting later in the day, I promise you, because I have a lot of questions for you on some new products. So thank you, everybody, for being with us. And have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.